Om Shanti. Good morning. Now we will just revise yesterday's Baba's Murli, evening Avyakta Murli. So you all people remember what is a Murli? What was the main point? Holiest, highest and richest. Then in the Kalp. Then Teen bindi lagana, three dots. Yes, we should be happy and we should make others happy. We should distribute happy. I and mine, we should change it as I am soul and my Baba. Then? Yes, carefree emperor. Then? Okay, we all will just revise what Baba has said. The main thing is, yesterday we met World Transformer, Baba. And he is meeting his children company. His main aim of the Murli was to, the thing is, self-transformation through world transformation. If we go into the depth, because he has literally elevated us to that stage, with that we can bring the self-transformation. And also with that, how it will go to world transformation. So that way, starting only Baba has said, the World Transformer Baba has come to meet his company children. And first thing was Baba is telling about the three special attainments. Three attainments. What are those? As you said, holiest, highest and richest. Three things. Holiest, highest and richest. So holiest means when we are holiest. What is holiestness? It's purity. Baba has said, holy is the foundation of this knowledge. So to be pure is the main foundation. So if only when we are pure, we can imbibe this knowledge inside. There is nothing will go inside. And we can't realize also, we can't imbibe also, we can't practice that. So purity, holy is the main foundation. And Baba has said, purity means it's not just the celibacy. So purity in thoughts, words, deeds and actions, that is deeds, then relations and connections. Sambandh, four main things. We should check whether we are pure in that also. When we keep a thought for any other soul, is it pure? Is it in a positive way? We should check that. So that is purity. So we should check that is purity. And Baba has mentioned we are holiest in all the three aspects of time. Second is three aspects of time, Baba has said. Beginning, middle and the end. Beginning, how we were pure, how we were holy? In the beginning, we were pure as we are in the Supreme Abode, Parandham. So there as we are near to Baba, as we are with our Baba, our Father, we are pure. Automatically we are holiest. The next, when we come down. When we come down and we take birth as a deity. So then we are holiest. There we are getting, because Baba has said the speciality of being holiest soul. Because how the family were there in the golden age. Though they were in the family, they were very pure. So that is the speciality of the holiest soul. And Baba has said that is the, and because others also in the world, they are maintaining purity. But ours is different. Because our purity, even in the dreams, we are not touched by the impurity. So that is the original purity, that is the original holiestness. So that much pure we are, holy we are. So that's why our purity is different. Though people are there following purity in the world, there are also there, other people also there. But ours, even in the dreams, we are not touched by the impurity. So that is the original, the real holiestness of that. So, cause of this purity, Baba is saying, you are becoming highest also. Highest, one thing is we are all Brahmin souls. Already Brahmins are considered as the top notch. So they are already highest. And second thing is, we are the children of highest on high father. So two things. So we are becoming highest cause of this. So highest in the beginning and also the end. In the middle, how we are becoming highest? Three aspects of time. Beginning, we are holiest. We are holiest on the three aspects. So Baba has said how we are pure in the three aspects. Even in this last birth also we are pure. We are following the purity. So Baba has said this is all three aspects. You are holiest, highest and richest. Now we have got impure body. That doesn't mean that we are impure. We are just cleaning. So now also we are pure. So second thing, highest. Initial also we are staying with Baba. Highest on high, so we are high. And now we are Brahmin souls, so we are high. In the middle, how we are becoming high? The middle time? Yes. They are developing, they are building good, beautiful temples for us. And we are becoming worship worthy. And we are not just worshipped with proper disciplines. We are worshipped with the right method. Because so many souls are there, they are developing so many temples. They are worshipping them also, but not with the right method, with the purvak. But we are worshipped with the right method. So cause of that, even in the during the middle age of time also, we are on the highest. So Baba is explaining how we are becoming holiest, highest. As we are these two, automatically we are becoming richest. Richest means? Yes, we are getting all the attainments because Baba is the bestower of all the treasures. And we are getting these treasures from God, not from any person, not any human being. So God's gift or God's treasures, always it's imperishable. This treasure is an imperishable treasure. So that's why we are becoming richest. In the world, they are seeing the top 10 richest person in the world, in the country. So many things they are listing, the top 10, top 5. But Baba has said, you are the richest in the whole cycle, whole kalpa. So, we are becoming richest in the whole kalpa. And what are all the treasures we are getting? 5 treasures Baba has said. Treasure of powers, treasure of knowledge, treasure of virtues, treasure of present time and treasures of elevated thoughts. So these 5 things Baba is giving and he is making us full. So by we are getting, because this 5 is the basic need in the world. People want the power to prove themselves, to create a new thing. They want power and even they want knowledge. People are trying to get all the knowledge, but they can't reach to that level what Baba is giving. And even for virtues also, they are thinking that they have, of course, worldly people also have virtues. There is no soul without any virtue. All souls have virtues. But still they think that they are becoming satisfied with 3-4 virtues only. But still they want all the virtues. They are also trying. But we are, without any effort, easily we are getting all the treasures. Baba has made us that rich. And Baba has asked, are you intoxicated with this thought? So, holiest, highest and richest in all the 3 aspects of time. So, by giving the knowledge of these 3 things, what Baba has done, Baba has made us to spin the disc of realization, self-realization. So, automatically we have gone through the whole cycle. So, the soul who is always spinning the disc of self-realization will automatically transform themselves. Self-transformation will happen. So that is the Baba's key, secret. That is why this is how Baba is making us to, for world transformation, he is making us ready. So when we think about all these 3 attainments and 3 aspects of time, automatically we are spinning the disc of self-realization so that self-transformation to world transformation will happen. And with this, next what we are becoming? Baba has said, with this we are becoming ஈசி யோகி அண்ட் கேர்ஃப்ரீ எம்பரர். ஈசி யோகி, வை வி ஆர் பிகமிங் ஈசி யோகி? டு அட்டன் ஆல் திஸ் ட்ரெஷர்ஸ் வி ஆர் பிகமிங் ஈசி யோகி வித் தி ரிமெம்பரன்ஸ் வித் தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் டு அட்டன் காஸ் மன்மனாபவ் மத்யாஜீவா. If we are following this mantra, automatically we become easy yogi. We are remembering Baba and we are attaining the things. This is how we are becoming easy yogi. And carefree emperor Baba has said, you have got such a treasure that no thief can stole this, or no king can take this or eat this, or no water can drown this. So such a valuable treasure, attainments we have got. So this is carefree emperor. That's why we are carefree emperor all the time, all the three aspects of time. And next Baba has said attainments and the remembrance. So how we are remembering? What is the basis of remembrance? Next Baba has said of the remembrance, greater remembrance. Basis of greater remembrance is two things Baba has mentioned. Yes, sambandha or prapti, relationship and attainments. So what, how we are maintaining this relationship and we are getting this attainment, what is the seed of that? That is also there. So the thing is, we are remembering Baba with love. So cause in any relationship, a hidden love is there. That's why the relationship develops. Without that, we won't develop any relationship with anybody. So Baba has given the basis of all the relationship. For each and every relationship, how you should connect that. That also Baba has given us. He has taught us everything. So main thing is, in greater remembrance, relationship and attainments. We should always think about that. What relationship if we are having with him, what attainment we are getting. That thing we should think. So this is the basis of the greater remembrance. So with this we are becoming carefree emperor and also easy yogi. So next thing is, Baba has said in this we should connect through love. It should be lovelier relationship. And next is, Baba has mentioned about, this is remembrance, then about the attainment. How we are getting the attainments. Because Baba is the bestower of all attainments. Baba has set the method, how to accumulate this. Three dots. How to accumulate the treasures by three dots. Three dots. So Baba has given the knowledge of three dots. The first thing is, first dot is I, the soul. Point of light. Second, Supreme Soul, Supreme Father, point of light. Third is full stop. Baba has given the example also, that like the easy punctuation is to keep full stop, and also the worldly people, if they want to increase their treasures, they keep adding the zero dot. Same like this, here also we should keep add dot, because we can just check the all through the day. Of course we are using the three dots, but not all the three dots in the same time. Either we'll be using one dot or two dot. We can check and see. At times, instead of using the punctuation dot, we are using comma, exclamatory mark, question mark. So we should check what punctuation we are using, a single dot or two dots or all the three dots. If we are using all the three dots, we are attaining all the attainments. So we should keep checking that. By remembering the dot in 1 second, we are accumulating more happiness. And Baba has said, through this three dots, attaining all the attainments is your birthright. Because you are Brahmin souls, children of God. This is your birthright. You have the right to get that. We don't want to ask anything from Baba, because it's our right. Automatically, when you think, when you remember dot, automatically your happiness increases. So next thing is, for this, how to remember, how to think this three dots, how to be remain in that, then Baba has said about the three relationship, what the attainments we are getting, because Baba already he said relationship and the attainment. So next Baba has insisted on the three relationships. Main relationship. We have so many relationships. In that three main As a father, we are getting the sustenance from him. As a teacher, we are getting the study, which is the source of income. And from the Sadguru, we are getting the blessings. So, to get this remembrance and attainments, the main basis is three relationship. With this, we are getting all these things. So, we can go in reverse also, like a flowchart Baba has made this. And now we have attained all the attainments, then how to check whether it is getting accumulated or whether it is debited, credit or debit. Because one side we are always thinking about the credit, how much is debit, it's going, we are not checking. So next Baba has given the method to checking the accumulated attainments. How to check? How we can check whether by talking to anyone or by doing seva, how I have gained or accumulated the treasure, or what the attainment I should get from that, how much I have got, how we will check? Yes, content, santushed. Yes, Baba has given, you should also feel content, and the other soul whom with you have done the action, they should also feel content. So if anyone is not content, then it shows that we have not attained. So daily, today we should check, or not only today, henceforth we should check whether we are that santush rena or santush karana. So we should check that, then only we are accumulating the treasure. Because of course, even if we are not accumulating also, Baba is daily, he is filling. But we are just debiting, we are just using it, we are not doing any savings. Same like in the worldly people, they know to only spend. Though many people, they don't know how to save. Because we are not valuing the attainments. We should value that. Because Baba has said, the whole kalpa you are the richest. No one is getting like this. No one's worship is not done like you with the proper method. So we are that great. So how much then we should value about that? So we should keep checking. So Baba has next given the method of that. Then next Baba has warned us. What warning Baba has given? Yesterday Baba has given one warning. Baba has warned about the present time. Because this is the only time we can attain all these things. And Baba has said, this is the confluence age, is the time to sow the seed of elevated action. Elevated action, when we will perform elevated action? We will perform elevated action when we are in the elevated stage, that is in the soul conscious stage. So in the golden age, automatically we are in the elevated stage, so whatever action we perform, automatically it becomes an elevated action. So this is the time to sow the seed of that. So Baba has warned, because by doing that only, these all things we can get. So Baba has said, this is one, and next is practical and instant fruit, pratyakshaphal. So whatever we are doing now, we are getting the instant fruit also, and also we are sowing the seed of the elevated action. So this is the preparatory phase, pre-preparation. So pre-preparation, we all are just installing or inbuilting all the things. So Baba has warned about that. If we are in the conscious or we are alert about the confluence age, automatically all these things will be very easy. So Baba has given the warning. First he has said everything, and lastly he has given the warning. Then Baba has given the tenthus. One, we saw the greater remembrance. First Baba said, the method to have a greater remembrance is remembering the relationship and attainment. Then Baba has said, when you will get a constant remembrance. Easy method or method to have a constant remembrance is eye and mind. Changing the eye and mind. The whole day, so many times we are using eye and mind. So every time when we use eye, we should think I am a soul. When we think mind, my Baba. So always, whoever may be the relatives or our relations or the friends, brothers, sisters, whoever, we should think my Baba's children. So we should have in that view, whatever things we are using, seva, anything, we should think it's Baba's. Baba has given me. I am a soul, Baba has given me. So this I and mine, for constant remembrance, we should change this I and mine. My Baba. So these two things. This is the method to have a constant remembrance. So 10th is method of constant remembrance. Then 11th, Baba has given the list of self-respect. So if we are having this self-respect, automatically the other way we won't have this I and mine. Because self-respect automatically it reminds us to be in the constant remembrance of this I am a soul and my Baba. So the basis for I and mine, the next, immediately Baba has given the technique to have the constant remembrance that I am a soul and my Baba have the list of Suman. So when we are in our self-respect stage, automatically this happens. The next Baba has said about the, when we are in self-respect and we are having, automatically happiness comes. Happiness. So for happiness, what Baba has said? Two things or three things? Healthy, wealthy and happy. Because in last Bhavdada Milan Murli also Baba has said happiness is a virtue or it's a treasure which doesn't reduce us. It always increases. All other treasures it comes down, but this treasure it never has reduced. It keeps on increasing. So happiness is considered as a treasure, and also by in many Murlis Baba has said it's a nourishment. It's a nutrition. So two things they are comparing. When we consider happiness as a treasure, we are becoming wealthy. When we consider happiness as a nourishment, we are becoming healthy. Healthy and wealthy. And next, third thing, happy. Happiness itself is a happy, Baba has said. So through this, we are getting these three things. So happiness means healthy, wealthy and happy. And next thing Baba has said, and regarding this happiness, 13th thing, Baba has given the homework also. What homework Baba has given? Actually, Baba was checking the homework yesterday, but now we will take it as a homework. What homework? Yes? We should spread happiness. Karan ko nivaran karna hai. So we should find the solution. We should be the solution of the problems. Baba has asked to raise the hands also. What homework Baba has given? To be happy, make others also happy. Yes? Yes. With our action, that is how much they are happy. Yes, that is the homework. Actually, yesterday Baba was checking the homework, but we will take it as a homework of happiness, that to be, to remain in happiness and to distribute happiness. And to distribute happiness, like Baba has asked, have you experienced that? Of course, we all have at times we have experienced, but that is not constant. So from today, we will do this homework of remaining happiness and we'll just check how much we have made the others happy. Because Baba has said, if you want to make others happy, automatically the happiness increases you, increases within us. So if it is more, then only automatically it flows out. So this work of happiness, this homework of happiness we should do. One warning is there, warning we should not forget, and this homework also we should not forget. And next Baba, while meeting Karnataka zone, what Baba has said mainly? They should do some new service, new thing they should do, and so that service they should do in such a way that no one should complain that I didn't get the message. No complaint should be there. In such a way they should do a new service. And nook and corner they have to do the service, Baba has insisted. And then Karnataka zone was the Seva group. So Baba has said Karnataka zone, they have taken the golden chance of this Seva. And Baba has asked, Baba has said that this atmosphere is very cooperative. And Baba has said, if you want to get success in this Seva, it means we need the power of silence. As the science people, they are creating an atmosphere when it is cold, they are using the signs, they are creating a warmth atmosphere. When the signs is able to change the atmosphere, same like that, we should also change the atmosphere with the power of silence. Because of course, when the atmosphere changes, when we are changing the atmosphere with power of silence, automatically people starts changing. Automatically seva runs. Nook and corner, before we reach our vibration, the atmosphere, because the whole atmosphere. Now if the room is warm, of course we will also will become warm. We don't want to go and keep the warmer before each and every people. Automatically it changes. Same like that, Baba has said about the power of silence. Power of silence. So this also we should check how much with the power of silence I am changing the atmosphere. If any chaos in our office, at home or any situation, if anything is there, just immediately use your power of silence. Just test yourself how much my vibration is reaching that soul. How much? Whether within 2 minutes the souls are reacting or after 10 minutes they are reacting, just check. But don't get step back that within 1 or 2 minutes only, no, I am thinking, I am giving good thoughts, but they are not changing. We have to check the time. You have to, how much you are able to, whether after your vibration, after 10 minutes they are reacting, after 20 minutes or this thing, or within 2 minutes. Keep reducing that time. Of course, our thoughts has power. If you are keeping at least not, maybe not now, maybe after 1 hour also they may change, they may realize with your power. So, but you should check how much time my vibration is reaching them, how much fast I am able to change the atmosphere. This is how we should check how much our power is working. So practically we should check that. Even in seva also, grouply we are doing, one soul will give a thought like, no, no, this should be done like this only. So everybody will start throwing their thoughts. Then it comes. Then the uniformity won't be there. But still in that situation also be silent and give silently, keep spreading the thought. Automatically slowly they will come down. Note the time when they are reacting. Then slowly reducing the time. By doing yoga, increase your power of silence and automatically they will start reacting. Then next, Baba has met the newcomer, the people who has come for the first time. He has given the, what he has given? Dilkush Toli. Dilkush Toli has been. So we should also, not only the new people, we are also getting the daily Dilkush Toli. We should check how much tolis we have eaten daily. Not the other one, Dilkush Toli. So if we think about that, automatically our happiness increases. Baba has indirectly said that Dilkush Toli means like how much Baba is increasing our happiness, because that is also the homework. So we should check every second what Toli Baba is giving through this scene. We should keep checking that. So then next, Lastly, Baba has done one thing. What Baba did? Lastly, Baba has given on practice. Yes, drill of concentration. Drill of concentration. This is the last. So in drill of concentration, what Baba has given yesterday? In 1 second, we should become bodiless and we should stay in. Yesterday for drill of concentration, what Baba has said? Baba has said, become master of your mind. Main thing is we should become master of our mind and think that I and my Baba. My Baba is the world. Baba hi sansar hai. And no one else is there. None other is there. I and Baba. Baba is the world and none other. So first to connect that, I and my Baba, first we should be, the first step is, we should become the master of mind. So this drill Baba has given. So this we should practice. First we should do the drill to become master of mind. Then only I and my Baba, none other will happen. Otherwise we will just say, I am and my Baba, no one is there. But inside our mind will be wandering here and there. That will be like a namesake. So this drill Baba has done, drill of concentration. We should check in a day how much time we are doing this drill of concentration. So this is also a homework for practice Baba has given. So these 16 points were there in yesterday's Murli. We'll keep revising that again and again. So first point was the three special attainments. holiest, highest and richest. Second was the three aspects of time, beginning, however, we should relate these two things. And third was easy yogi and carefree emperor. And next, Baba has given the basis of greater remembrance, that is relationship attainment with the basis of love. Then next is the way to accumulate treasure. Baba has said about the three dots. Then next, Baba has said about the three relationship, with that three relation, what attainment we are getting. Next, method to check the accumulation, accumulated treasures like being content and how much the other are content. Next, Baba has given the warning of the present confluence age. And next, Baba has given the method to be in constant remembrance, to change that I and my in the whole day to I, soul, my Baba. And next, Baba, to remind that Baba has given the seat of self-respect, this list of self-respect. Then Baba has said the about the happiness. Happiness gives us the health, wealth and happy. Then Baba has given the homework of happiness, to remain happy and to distribute happiness. Then Baba has said us to create an atmosphere through power of silence. Then Baba has given Tilkush Toli. And last is the concentration drill of concentration. Om Shanti.